There they were in Minnesota. The storm rolled in. The thunder began to roar. The hail began to rain down. And what was going on? Oh, it was the Houston Astros offense starting to heat up. Jose Altuve dropping bombs. Yordan Alvarez making leaping grabs, almost like he had been doing high knees and jumping and more athletic things on the field. That's right. They continue their onslaught of the Minnesota Twins, but the pain was delayed for them. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse with a solo edition, and we're going to talk about some space cowboys hitting the ball to the moon.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we are your daily Astros podcast. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. Eric the Man Heisman isn't with me tonight, but tomorrow night we've got a couple things going on. He will go solo in the evening, post-game, and before that we will record a show with Sean Dubin of the Space Cowboys, who was on the bump tonight. We'll see how his season is going and check in with him. Remember to make Locked On Astros your first listen every single day. It doesn't matter, rain or shine, come sleet or snow, Locked On Astros is your team every day. That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. The game was delayed, unfortunately. We're going to talk about some key hits early on by Jeremy Pena. We're going to talk about the importance of a role player like Jose Siri, Yordan Alvarez getting more athletic, and some Space Cowboys moonshot moments. So let's go ahead and get into it. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Every day we interact with y'all. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate you answering the polls. And it looks like the game, unfortunately, ended. It ended in a delay, which means they pick up where they left off at 5-1 score. And it looks like for the remainder of the game, it's been announced that Javier is going to be pitching a remainder of the game tomorrow. I don't know. That is a good question. Is he going to pitch the remainder of the game? Jose Urquidy was doing really well. I haven't seen any official announcements. Something like that would make sense. I'm sorry. Steven said that, asked a question. I thought he was announcing it to me. See, we've got such good listeners and followers that when we're on live with you guys, y'all give us information. So I misread that quote with a question mark. So let me correct that. I don't know. Urquidy more than likely won't go out on the mound. I don't know what they're going to do there. I haven't heard. I didn't take the time to listen. I didn't want to delay this because I know right now you would rather be what you would want to be watching Astros baseball, but why not tune into your favorite Locked On Astros or Astros podcast, bottom line. So let's get into it. The Twins got off to a quick start. They got one run in the first. Jorge Polanco doubled on a line drive to right fielder Kyle Tucker. Max Kepler scored. It was 1-0. The Astros, though, would come back, and Jeremy Pena was out on a sacrifice fly to right field, but Yordan Alvarez had scored, okay? Yuli Gurriel got up right after Jose Altuve, he lined out or grounded out. Then Yuli Gurriel gets up, and he gets a ball on the inside part of the plate, and he basically keeps his hands in and does a beautiful swing, inside-out swing, hits the ball, gets on base. Then Yordan Alvarez is on first, okay? He hit a ball into the shift over the second baseman. Yordan goes from first to third. Yordan Alvarez running and being athletic is a key aspect of this team. He is the X factor in he's more of a complete ball player than a DH. And I know right now they say if he ended the season right now, he's projected to end with a 7 WAR. Would be the highest of a DH in all time. But if he plays 40 or 50% in the field, he is not going to be considered a DH. He might be considered a left fielder. And who knows? Could Yordan Alvarez one day try to go for a gold glove? Well, after that stab in left field, man, what a catch. And I don't know about you, but I think Astros fans still get a little nervous about that. But Let me get back to the offense real quick. Jeremy Pena getting hits when it's key. He now has an 8-game hitting streak. He's hitting around 356 in that time, just absolutely annihilating the ball right now. This kid is on fire, and it's almost like he has that clutch gene. Now, it's still early. I know he's a rookie. The league hasn't fully adjusted. How will he do second half? How will he do his sophomore season? I don't know that those are such glaring issues or factors, because he appears to have the makeup of a consummate professional. And as a coach of young athletes, I see this a lot of times in kids. You can tell when a kid has the X factor. Now, you can't project if that 12-year-old or 13-year-old is going to be a pro, but you can tell the kids that have that extra competitiveness. They have the desire and the will. Like, when you look at a team, your eyes are automatically drawn to that player. I think Jeremy Pena is that guy. I mean, he's drawing a lot of attention. And like we covered on the podcast last night, and Mike, I'll get to your point here in a second, talking about the game time and everything. And I'll try to answer your questions as intelligibly as I can. Carlos Correa recognized this in Pena. Not only Carlos Correa, but the ball club. And so Jeremy Pena is doing a great job being the starting shortstop of the Houston Astros. Mike Patrick asked right here. He says, it's a 12-10 game tomorrow. So they're doing the remainder of the game. Then they're heading into Washington at 6 o'clock game on Friday. I don't know. They could be bad for a win streak, yes, but they're going to play the second game 30 minutes after. Yet rain delays typically cause issues and disruptions. Washington has beaten a couple good teams recently, but they're the Washington Nationals. I'm not too concerned about the Washington Nationals, but we can't really concern ourselves with that right now. I want to talk about Jeremy Pena. You get to the second inning. So Pena gets a sacrifice fly, right? They score a run, they tie. Yordan Alvarez scores. Jose Siri was 0 for 9. And we'll get to the pitching in a second. Jose Siri was 0 for 9. And what is his role on this team? He's really a fourth outfielder. So when he gets in the game, it is important for him to contribute. You need all your players contributing. Why? Because it gives them confidence. Because they know when they get in the game, they're going to have a certain level of credibility in the scoring department, in the helping the team win. And Siri's kind of getting the short end of the stick from a lot of people watching, because he's not really performing like Chas McCormick is. It's got to be tough going out every few days and playing and not starting. But he singled on a line drive He singled on a line drive to Byron Buxton. Yuli Gurriel scored. The Astros quickly take the 2-1 lead. And Jose Urquidy on the mound was looking really good. This team, when they are doing the things they need to do, hitting with runners in scoring position, getting timely hits, sacrifice flies. I mean, these are things that teams that are very good learn how to do and learn how to win. Now, a little side note, the Angels lost to the Rays in extra innings. They lost 4-2. So now going into the first game tomorrow, the second half of two-thirds of the first game, if the Astros win that and stay on top, they're up 5-1. They, I believe, are straight up tied because they were one game behind going in. They're now a half game down. They'll be tied with the Angels if they can get the sweep of the Twins. And the Angels lose again, they'll be a full game up. So it's going to be fun to see when and where the Astros are when they pass the Angels. Because, like I said, I think Angels by midseason. Another guy that's absolutely hitting the cover off the ball, Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve has come back with an absolute vengeance. He keeps his hitting streak intact tonight by doing what? Hitting a home run. This kid, I say kid, I mean, he's in his 30s now. But to me, he's a kid because, you know, I recall, and I don't know if I've shared this with y'all, I recall the first time I saw Jose Altuve in person. He was at Minute Maid Park, and I don't remember if he had just signed where if he where he was at in his minor league career, but they brought him up, maybe it was after they signed him, and they had him sitting at a table, and he's sitting in a chair. Now, truth be known, I'm sitting in a chair that's up by my desk. My feet aren't touching the ground. I'm only 5'8 and a half. But Jose Altuve is all but 5'6, right? Jose Altuve is sitting at this table, and his legs are dangling from this chair, and he's signing autographs. And so, and I go, who is that? I didn't know who he was. They said, that's Jose Altuve. He's supposed to be the next great second baseman. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Didn't think anything of it because I didn't know anything about him at the time. Turned out to be one of the best Astros of all times. So anyways, Jose Altuve always plays bigger than his size because he's got a great heart. And when you got people yelling cheater or booing him, and then he hits a home run, absolute poetry in motion watching this kid go out there. Yes, and I'll get back to Pena on the metrics here in a second. But Jose Altuve hits a home run, gets his fifth home run, I believe, on the year to right field. Then guess who's up again? And guess who contributes again? Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena singled on the line drive to Max Kepler. Michael Brantley scored. Alex Bregman scored. And Kyle Tucker went to third. That put them up 5-1. So Jeremy Pena now has been responsible for every run except for one run in this game. He is contributing across the board. And I'm glad you guys bring me the metrics because it helps me out a lot, especially since I'm solo. Eric wasn't able to make it tonight. Plans got changed with us and the show and the delay. So I was like, you know what? I'll grab it solo tonight. And he said, thanks. That's how we're such a great team. But Jeremy Pena right here, Mr. Santos says, Jeremy Pena is on pace for an 11.3 WAR. Holy crap. That would be the most in Astros history and second most for a shortstop all time. Now, let me temper that with a little bit of reality and expectation-wise. I don't expect him to reach that 11.3 WAR at the end of the season, and here's why. The league is going to adjust. Tape is going to be out him a ton. The pitchers that are far more veteran than he is are going to make adjustments. And as we get closer to October and as we get closer to the end of the season, since there are more playoff spots, more teams are going to be gunning for those playoff spots. And so he will have, I think, a tough time reaching that, but I don't think it's impossible. It may not be probable, but for him to even get close to that, I think is saying a lot about who he is. And yes, exactly. Max, we don't want to dunk on the Twins too much, but yeah, not having a roof in the Midwest is comical. Now, I don't know what the storms are having with the tornadoes and the hail. I don't know if they would have shut things down anyways, but you always wonder why they went from the Metrodome to Target Field with no roof, knowing there's snow. And anyways, yeah, retractable roofs are the way to go. I think that should be a requirement for all stadiums now that are built. Even though we don't like Ranger Stadium per se, we call it Minute Maid Park, it is retractable because if you ever attended a Rangers game in Arlington in the old Ranger Stadium or the ballpark at Arlington, oh my gosh, I remember sitting in games in the bleachers when I was in seminary at 108 degrees in the outfield. It was absolutely murderous. Now, what does this say? Does this mean Altuve's, hold on, does this mean Altuve's home run doesn't count? No. The game is delayed, and it will resume. So everything that's happened today would go tomorrow. Now, if there was a no-hitter going on, then even if the pitcher didn't go in, whoever came in, if they threw the rest of the game a no-hitter, it would be a combined no-hitter. So that's just how they do it. Everything counts. This is not like practice or exhibition. A team had the lead. I mean, even if it was 0-0, they would still resume the game. Now, I believe if you complete 5 full innings and there's a weather delay, I think the game ends. I believe it's 5 innings or 6. Someone may check me on that. I may not be 100% positive. But with that being said, I want to talk to y'all about AG1. AG1 is this great supplement. Now, let me tell you about supplements. There are so many things you can take out there. There's so many vitamins, so many diets, so many health things that you can get for gut health, but AG1 is where it's at. I take AG1 on a daily basis. It's one delicious scoop of AG1. With that, I'm absorbing and you're absorbing because you're going to get it after you hear this. 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and more to help you start your day right. A special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, focus, aging, and all things. I personally consume it because it's actually good. When I see drinks that are green, I automatically think, does this taste like wheatgrass? Does this have just like I'm taking up yard clippings and blending it? No, it's got a good tropical fruit flavor. And not only that, my body's taking in the goodness and going, wow, great job. Great job, H-Town. You served us right today. And so you want to check out these things. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. Your subscription means with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in your winter months when we don't get that much sunlight, this is a great thing to do. Also, why would you go spend $100 a day sometimes with these habits and these fad diets when you can get everything you need with AG1? In 2020, AG purchased carbon credits that support projects protecting old growth rainforests. So they're also environmentally friendly. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a water and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements. Listen to this. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/MLB Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance today. Now, I had talked to you earlier about I want to kind of break away from the Astros talk and talk about the Space Cowboys. The Space Cowboys have this center fielder that's 5'10", 170 pounds. You may have heard of him. His name is Pedro Leon. Pedro Leon hit an absolute tank today, 451 feet, hit a absolute moonshot, the top of the scoreboard where they are playing out there in Albuquerque, the home of the Isotopes. It is his fourth home run of the year. He is now in May batting 276. He's hitting a lot better than he did in April. He's got three multi-hit games in May. He has two doubles. He has two triples, and he has actually three home runs now. So this kid is absolutely has the ability to hit tanks. You know, you can call this the minor league minute. Also, he has an 80-plus rated arm from the outfield. This is your center fielder. Not Jake Meyers, no offense. Not Chess McCormick. Pedro Leon, when he's ready, is the guy. This team will consist of players like Corey Lee, Pedro Leon, Hunter Brown, more than likely guys like Sean Dubin, John Bermudez. I mean, when these guys come up, they're going to, you know, John Bermudez just got player of the week. Other guys that are doing big things. David Hensley is hitting the cover off the ball. JJ Medicevic continues to rake down there. We know he kind of had a short stint up here. But the Space Cowboys have some power. Corey Jolks today got another couple hits, a local product that I talk about a lot, a kid from, I believe, Clearbrook High School. I hope I have that right, Clearbrook or Clear Creek. Gosh, I get both of those mixed up. And Brook and Creek people would probably be mad at me right now, but he went one for four today. The Space Cowboys did end up losing 10-5, but they did collect eight hits, and Pedro Leon had a multi-hit game, went 2-for-4 with that one home run being 451 feet. JJ Medicevic added with the home run, and Corey Jolks added with the home run as well. Lewis Brinson got a hit today. He's been hitting a couple home runs here or there. You know, the Space Cowboys, they haven't been the first place leader that they were the last couple years, but they have a lot of major league potential on their team, and that's what you like to see. If you haven't been to a game, you check it out. This next Tuesday, I'll be going to their first home game back off the road against Round Rock. So if you're there and you see me, say hello. Right here, Danny says this. He says, Brett, upon the return of Jake Meyers, do you think he or Siri will likely be on the trading block? I don't think Jake Meyers is going anywhere. I think the trading block is Jose Siri and Chas McCormick, but I think more Jose Siri. You need Jose Siri to be a very good player. Maybe, you need Jose Siri to be a serviceable, good player for multiple reasons. Number one, you don't want him being up there wasting at bats, not doing well. You want him contributing because that helps the team. Number two, if he is a guy that is a trade piece, you need to be able to sell and solidify his value to other teams. Jose Siri is a guy that the Astros said was an elite outfielder in center field, that they caught, that they thought they got a diamond in the rough. And so his fielding ability has never been in question. It's always been his swing and miss, his inability to keep a higher average on base percentage, things like that. So hopefully if that animal comes to fruition a little bit more, he starts contributing like he did today, he's more marketable, or having him on the team makes more sense. And you need that bat because you've got a nothing burger at the bottom of the order in both Castro and Maldonado. Now, everybody wants, and I will end the Space Cowboy talk here, everybody wants Corey Lee right now. Corey Lee is kind of hit or miss at the plate right now. He's not having a great offensive season, although he's hitting for power. His average is way down now. It's higher than Maldonado and Castro's combined, but he's hitting .212 in AAA. I don't know if he fares better in the pros. You don't want to bring up your number two prospect and affect his confidence level. They're going to bring him up when the time is right. I think Maldonado's defense is too valuable and Castro's pitch framing is too valuable to bring up another kid and disrupt that. So be patient with the catching position. Don't be so hard on Martin Maldonado. Don't be so hard on these other guys. And here's the thing. What I want to talk about too is I want to talk about this pitching staff and how they've kept in games. And I want to talk about Jose Urquidy. And I'm going to say more about that after I tell you about BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be the number one source for all your betting needs. Sports info, find all the latest odds, news, props, sports developments, whatever you need right at betonline.net. It's your continued source for all your sports wager information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, Jose Urquidy, like I talked about a second ago, this guy, he's pitched really well this season. I would say our starters overall are pitching excellent. I mean, it just something about these guys and what the pitching coaches are doing is just an absolute show of excellence from the Astros pitching staff. When their hitting has not been on par, their pitching has been there and has been very good. Jose Urquidy, the thing I like about him is he's calm, cool, and collected. He never panics. He's got a good psychological makeup on the mound, and he's fun to watch pitch because to me, sometimes he looks like he's doing things effortlessly or he's just almost too relaxed. But here's the deal. This was his sixth start tonight, okay? His last start, he had six scoreless innings, and he had a no decision. Against Minnesota in his previous start with them, which was at Target Field in 2021, he went seven strong innings, giving up four hits, three earned runs, one walk, and eight strikeouts. But he had a no decision. So he's been the victim of a few no decisions. But what I'd like are, I like Jose Urquidy's numbers, even though he's got a 4.56 ERA and he only has 16 strikeouts. Jose Urquidy, I think, is the guy that will shape into a solid pitcher. Okay. He will shape into someone who I believe will definitely a force to be reckoned with when we get later on in the season. So I really like him being on the staff. Now we're in the six-man rotation, okay? We're in the six-man rotation, and we're going to be in the six-man rotation until they see otherwise. The thing is, this pitching staff is thriving with a six-man rotation. Away, he's better this year than he is at home. He's actually 2-1 on the road. He's 0-0 at home. In night games, he's 1-1. He had 10 strikeouts in 2019 against Oakland. That's the most strikeouts he's ever had. I would like to see him replicate that at some point this year. 25 minutes into this, the Astros are up 5-1. They look great. They gain a half game at the moment and hopefully tie with the Angels with a victory tomorrow. 30 minutes after that, the second game starts. And then they are on to Washington, I believe, for the next series. I don't know how you guys are feeling about the Astros, but I think they're in a good place right now. They are taking off. They are becoming the team before our very eyes that we know they could be. Even when they were winning this streak, they still weren't really scoring a lot. They were leaving a lot of guys on base. It's kind of concerning, but they should be 20-11 tomorrow, hopefully. And that would put them right there with the Angels. With that being said, the next series is going to be in Washington. So yes, it's a 6:05 start. I don't know if they start it later. I don't know what they're going to do with that. Hey, Sam, Mr. Corona, Craig, thanks for hanging out with us. I don't have anything else. I mean, the Astros are up 5-1. If you haven't watched the episode with Jeremy Pena talking about him, talking about what he's going to do, his ceiling, his floor, all those things, check out that episode. And well, you know, here's the thing. It's been a great day, and it's good to see the Astros up. Tomorrow, again, we will be interviewing Sean Dubin. We will premiere that or post that. Eric will be going solo after the games tomorrow, hopefully talking about two victories. And yes, Craig, as I mentioned earlier, the Angels lost, thank goodness. Those guys have been on a tear. And I'm going to wrap it up with this. The Angels are real. The Angels are competitive. But the Astros are better. Bottom line. You can't convince me otherwise. The Angels have to actually get out of the first round of the playoffs for me to believe that they're actual contenders. So with that being said, I just want to make sure that y'all listen to Locked On Now and Locked On MLB, both great shows. Sully, Paul Francis Sullivan does a great job. The Locked On Nows is a way for you to go around the league to see what happened around the League of Baseball, all the different hosts, and maybe check out some hosts, subscribe to their channels as well. For myself and Eric the Man Heisman, who's actually not here, who I'm pointing to nobody. I'm pointing to my McGuire jersey, which I'm not ashamed of. I love that. I'm Ace Chum Wheelhouse with Locked On Astros. We're your team every day. And let's do this. Stros, let's win two games on Thursday. Let's call it a sweep and go to Washington and kick their butt and still get vengeance from 2019. Oh my God, I said it. Well, that's all, folks. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.